And good morning, everyone. 10:04. Brian Carden is the secretary manager at Maria. I'm wondering whether he's standing outside with a brolly up or not. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, Sean. I am standing outside, but I haven't got a brolly up.
You've had a little bit of rain, though.
Yeah, no, nice rain. It moved in about 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, and it's still just spitting at the moment. I think it's going to fine up in the next hour, sort of clearing from the south. And we've got 27 minutes of rain, but as I say, it's just soaked it beautifully.
Gee, that'll be very, very welcome, I would imagine. What's the forecast look like for the next day or two?
Cold for the rest of the day. It's supposed to get southeasterly, supposed to get up shortly and blow some cold wind off the ocean, but nothing like Goulburn and Canberra, obviously, at the moment. We've got Danny Williams going to bring a couple of horses down to Goulburn today, some of his spring big hopes, because we got snowed out up there this morning.
Yeah, unbelievable. Minus 20 or something. I remember once before it was minus 14 and we thought that was bad. It was about 12 months ago, but gee whiz, that's hellishly cold, Brian.
Yeah, it's crazy weather, isn't it?
It is, yeah. So all in all today, you're looking forward to a pretty good sort of a day, and that bit of rain would put smiles on faces, I would imagine.
Yeah, it will. Yeah, all the towns around here are very happy. So they're all talking about healing water running into the water tanks overnight. And the track's already in really good condition. You know, we're sort of no shortage of irrigation water down here.
Oh, wonderful.
Anyway, and it'll only be better after a good dose of rain.
Terrific. All right. Good luck today. Hope you have a fantastic day, Brian.
Okay, thanks, Sean.
Brian Cowden, the secretary manager at Maria. John Scores joins us. He's going to find the winners. Morning, John. Hello, John.
Yes, Sean.
Now, a little bit of rain there from the reports from Brian, which is good news.
I beg your pardon, mate. I missed that.
A little bit of rain overnight, according to Brian. That's good news.
Well, I tell you what, Sean. I did Corowa yesterday, and I drove home with the wipers on the whole way. That's 4 hours. Now I've drove 2.5 hours in the opposite direction and it's still raining. Still got the wipers on.
Let's hope it just spreads across the state, John. That's all we want.
Yeah, mate. Look, that's true. But I just want to warn all the people travelling from Canberra today down that Clyde Mountain. Be very, very careful. There's a lot of black ice on the road. So I've just had the most frightening trip from Canberra to Maruya in my life, I think, Sean.
Gee whiz. All right. Well, that's good advice for everyone. Take it nice and steady. Now, let's try and find a winner there today, John. As we said, Soft 6, Showery. The first one, Blevio, $8. Number 2, Fortune's Path, 5. 3, Mohican, 12. 4, Joel, $9. 5, Never in Doubt, 19. 6, Mickey J, $8.50. 7, Isadora Twinkle, $3.20. Number 8, Tiara Road, $6. 9, Train the Brave, $8.50. 10, Dash to Rush, $51. The favourite, $3.20. 7, Isadora Twinkle.
Yeah, look, I'm with it too, Sean, but gee, this is a very, very open race, as that market would reflect there. Look, I'm 7-2-3-1. I'm going to go with Isadora Twinkle. She's had, last couple of runs. She had a spacing between a few of those highway runs, but they've all been really solid. But most importantly, she's good on the soft, and she's good here at Maruya, which is most important. Both her wins have been on this track. So drawn out a little bit away from the fence is probably not too bad for her. Because of how she gets back. But, look, she'll take some beating here right down the outside. Look, 2, I thought was a chance here, Fortune's Path. Blinkers again. So, look, it's always had plenty of ability. Good stats when it's rain affected. And look, we're on a 6, Sean, but there's light rain. I'm not going to preempt anything that it'll get worse, but it may well do. And this will suit him. His last run was off a 5-week break. So I would concede him a definite chance at his best. And another horse I thought could improve here is Mohican. Look, he's had the 3 runs back off a long, long break. And, look, I thought anywhere near his best, he could be a chance here. And the top weight Blevio, really good effort at Canberra last time, a much improved run, I thought was best of the rest. But she'll take some beating today, Isadora Twinkle. Sean, 7-2-3-1.
All right, race 2, 1 Uber Lux, $8, 2 Flight Zone, 14, number 3 Go Rush Lightning, $7.50, 4 2 C's, 3 Even, 5 Think Music, 13, 6 Attaboy Charlie, $5.50, 7 Plum Pudding, $8, 8 Susanna, 6, 9 Tilly's All Class, 41, 10 Tsunami Alert, 18, 11 Dance Harder Sun, 81. Favourite 3 Even, number 4 2 C's.
I thought it was the best bet of the day too, Sean. I was with it at Nowra last time. And, look, it was run down by a pretty nice horse to boot, and that was My Sweet Fish. Look, it was off 3 weeks. The Kembla run was good. The Grafton win was super. So I think she's on the up here, and I'm going to make her the best bet of the day. A little bit concerned about no wet form, but he's left her in Graham Murray, so that tells me it's not here for a haircut. And if it produces its top, it'll beat these. Look, Susanna was below her best last time. She did a lot of work. Even there was a couple of tearaway leaders, and she worked pretty hard chasing them. But to look, prior to that, the form was really good, and she's okay in the soft. And Kayla Nisbet understands her quite well. The top weight, Yuba Lux, Danny Williams, had his first run with this last time, this girl, and down the track. But I think she'll improve with a bit of give in the ground and well-drawn to boot. And six, Attaboy Charlie. Not too bad his last couple of runs. I thought he'll improve again with the give in the ground here. But I think two C's is nice and progressive, and I've made it the best bet of the day. Four, a special from 8, 1, and 6, Sean.
All right, the third one, Concrete, $5. Two, Twirling Moss, 4. 3, El Bandito, $3.80. 4, La La Loopsie, 12. 5, Living Doll, $9.50. 6, Oxford Angel, $9.50. 7, Rapid Lover, 4 even. 8 out, 9, Bellagano, 51. The favourite, $3.80. Number 3, El Bandito.
Yeah, look, I went Twirling Moss here. I made it 2, 3, 1, 7. But again, a pretty good contest here. Just like the way he's been going, Twirling Moss. Like, his stats read a little bit strange. No soft form, but he's been placed on heavy. He is by Mossman, and he does really like it here at Maruya. Three of the four wins have been here, and he's got him in really good form, this preparation. So middle gate's good for him because he can get a bit ferocious, but with a little bit of speed drawn around him, Brocky might be able to get him cover, even if he doesn't. Look, I think he's going to take beating whatever way you shake it up. Look, El Bandito's had the three runs this time in. Kembla was good too back. Again, the stats on the soft are pretty good. His first try here at Maruya, but I think it'll probably suit him. So I've got him main danger. Look, obviously Concrete. It blew the start there at Canberra in a really hot race, and it did a stack of work to get up and lead still. A little wonder it tired out of it. But look, it's got to be a chance in a race like this. And seven, Rapid Lover is an interesting runner for Luke Hilton down from Gosford with this. And comes here, it's been gelded, it's got the blinkers off, and you know, look, should really improve off the inside gate. Look, good races. You expect a benchmark 66, 2317, Sean.
All right, on to the fourth. Maiden over 931, Apache Rush is 41. 2 Balkan Ruler, 9. 3 Home Scene, 260. 4 Thornbrook, 270. Number 5, Bimbi Bimbi Barb, $7. 6 Easy Mover, 23. 7 Gullen Glory, 101. 8 Hush Money, 950. 9 out. 10 Delago Bay, 16. 11 out. 12 Sandskill, 23. Number 13, Alf Star, $12. 14 The Fire Chief, 34. The favourite, 260. Number 3, Home Scene.
Yeah, look, it's been trying for a while, this fella, but he gets probably his best chance yet. I thought he was still pretty good last time when he was beaten, well, just over two lengths by Twilight Sun, Blitzen Rush. Look, he's up there all the way on the speed. He's drawn to get a few favours today, Sean. And this is not as strong as probably his last couple of runs. A couple of the provincial runs prior to that were really good to boot. So it's the right little gate, nice run in the race, and it'll be very, very hard to beat. For Thornbrook, obviously on the... Well, the run here, two back, was okay. It was first up of 26 weeks, and then it had a trial, and it was pretty good. Same race last time, Twilight Sun. It was fourth of 10 there. It'll be right there somewhere. Terry Robbo's having a good run with his horses. Two Balkan Rulers, quite speedy. I think the shorter the better, back to a 9.30. It's got a good enough gait, and it'll run well here. And at five, I thought was probably best the rest. Bimbi Barb gets out and runs, but it's drawn outside them today. I made it a 3-4-2-5. Does look well suited though. Home soon, Sean.
Right, our race 5. 1 Bart is 3.50. 2 Chapur, 6.50. 3's out. Number 4, Dinner Lake, 7. 5 Golly I'm Lucky, 3.30. 6 Embezzlement, 7.50. 7 Whiskey and Diamonds, $7. Number 8 Sonnets is 10. 9 Titan, S31. And 10 out. Favourite narrowly, 3.30. Number 5, Golly I'm Lucky.
Yeah, gee, was good at Nowra, Sean. He looks like he's in for really good preparation, this horse. I made it 5-2-1-7. I've got to be with Golly I'm Lucky. He carried the 61.5 like it was a postage stamp, Sean. When he got into the clear, he really let go at Nowra last time. I know it's a 58. He's up a bit in grade, but he looks like he's on the way up. 3 wins from his 10. He's building a good little record. Only a placing on the soft, but he's still here. So I know she's got a good opinion of him, Teresa Bate. If she was, there was any query, he'd probably be staying at home. So if you're going to line him up, I'm going to tip him. Chapur, I think, can certainly run well. He likes it with the give and the ground, this horse. And look, some nice form around him last time in. I think he's probably ready to fire here. Look, the top weight Bart, he's got the 61.5 again here. But he's a good weight carrier, and he loves it at Maruya at the 14.35. He's 2 from 2, and he's 3 from 4 on the track. So she goes all right, this girl, too, Amy McLucas. Sean, she's got a little bit of strength to her, and she can get stuck into him, and that's maybe what he might need here, Bart. So he's going to be riding it somewhere. And 7, he's got this flying Greg Backhouse, Whiskey and Diamonds. Soft is a little bit of a concern, but he's racing that well. I had to have him in somewhere. But golly, I'm lucky. Looks like it's on the up, Sean. 5, 2, 1, 7.
Yeah, I spotted Amy. She rode her first winner the other day, and we're going to have a chat with her after 11:30 this morning. So she looks like she sits on nicely.
Well, she had that horse. She went on that Atomic Blast the other day, Sean, and all it wanted to do was run out, but she sat there and got stuck into it. It didn't put her off. So I think for 4 kilos, it's not too bad.
Yeah, too right. Now, the 6 today, the Maiden over 14.35, 1 Elva Morney, 3.90, 2 out, 3 Monstrosity is $5. 4 Howes out, 126, 5 Shrugs, 6.50, 6 Cadence, 3.80, 7 Miss Huff and Puff, 23, 8 Megato, 6.50, number 9 Mr. Dreamy, 81, 10 Roulette Rush, 10, 11 Sea Rocket, 41, 12 Silver Nook, 19, 13 Vich Vendi, 41, and 14 Whiskaway, 41. Favourite 3.80, number 6 Cadence.
Good price, Shrug here. Patty on it. 5-6-1-3 for me. Just went under last time, Shrug, but it's improving all the time. We haven't seen it on anything but a good, but it's a written tycoon, and it's on its home track. So I thought a middle gate at too awkward, a little drew 8 of 10 last time and got back a fair way. It might just posse that little bit closer in the 14.35, but I like the way it's improving. Cadence, very close to a win. Chased home Aesop's Fable last time. It was second up, and it had a 3-week break between runs. Claire Cunningham's dragging all the way down here. So, again, the placing on the soft, a little wonder it's well found in the market. Then you've got Ilva Morney. A couple of runs from this have been okay. A nice type by American, and I think better for 3 runs this time. And I think it should be ready to strike. And 3, Monstrosity of Joe Pride. Threw into the tips there, Sean. 5-6-1-3, good little contest.
Right, at race 7, 1 Gwyn Arthur, 26, 2 1 more Tipple, 5.50, 3 Blitz and Rush, 4.80, 4 in the zone, 6.50, 5 and 6 out, 7 Scary Spice, 26, 8 out, 9 up Endy, 81, 10, 11 out, number 12 Boxing, 15, 13 Sir Eagle, 10, 14 Boom and Zoom, 2.10, 15 Amanda Hop is 151 and 16 out, 2.10 favourite, number 14 Boom and Zoom.
Well, I like the market. I hope the market's got it right, Sean. Look, I've got it in the tips, but I'm going to give one more Tipple another go here. They were getting away from the fence by the last race last time. He just had to go a little bit early on this Richie last start, but he's pretty close to a win. So I think from a price perspective, I don't think there's much separates a few of these. I made it 2, 3, 14, 10. One more Tipple will do me. I know he's had a few convictions, but I think he's pretty close to the mark. So price, did you read him out at, Sean, the 2?
Hang on a sec, I'll just go back to the race here for you, John. One mate. 5.50, one more Tipple.
5.50, I don't think he'll miss a place. Look, Blitz and Rush is very close to a win. This little girl we just mentioned, Amy McLucas, with the 4 off here, could make a fair bit of difference to this fellow. And I don't think the draws are going to be a problem if we get later on in the day, Sean. So might even be the place to be. So Blitz and Rush, PB from him last time, he's pretty close to a win, particularly on his home track. Look, Boom and Zoom was terrific last time. It just missed over the 9.30. It's certainly going to be suited getting out to the 12.10 here. The earlier form's been okay. And it probably should get through the ground. It's been placed on the heavy. I hope it wins, but gee, at 2.10, it's certainly well found, isn't it? And 4, I thought, was probably best of the rest in the zone. All the way down from Gosford for Lukey Hilton. He's not bringing it here for the sake of it. So a good competitive race, but I hope the market's on got it right there. 2, 3, 14, 4 for me.
Right, final event, race 8. 1, Judy in Disguise, 5.50. 2, Atomic Blast, 11. Number 3, Enrique Glacier, 11. 4, Banja Lucas, 16. 5 out, 6 and there is more, 7.50. Number 7, Classic Conquest, 9. 8, Tishan Storm, 4.40. 9, Stato is 23. 10, Ethnicity, 21. 11, Quiano Queen, 9.50. 12, Excitable, 15. 13, Rita Beale, 23. 14, Simply Striking, 14. Favourite, 4.40. Number 8, Tishan Storm.
I hope we're in front coming to this, Sean. This is pretty open. Look, I went 7, 10, 8, and 1. I don't think I've ever tipped her on top of my life, Classic Conquest, but I think she's really well suited here, particularly her form in the soft and heavy. I think we won't be far off that range if this weather keeps up, Sean. And she just races so well on this track. From a reasonable gate, I don't know whether it'll help her late in the day, but I just thought she read pretty well here, so I'm with her at about $9. 10, I think this will improve today. Ethnicity, it's third up from a spell. Races well around this on his home track and this trip and in the ground. So there's a fair few ticks there for him. Look, Tishan Storm's got to go in. It nearly caused a big upset there last time behind Twirling Moss, and I've got Twirling Moss on top, so I've got to have this in somewhere. As I mentioned, I've got varied gates here. I don't know where the best part of the track will become the last, but I'm sure there'll be some type of pattern. This has got to go in for sure. And the top weight, Judy in Disguise. Look, she's been so consistent, and she'll run well again here. So a few chances outside those tips to boot, Sean. I made it 7, 10, 8, and 1 in the lucky last.
All right. Now, what's your good thing today?
Look, I thought 2 C's. I mentioned earlier on race 2, horse number 4, Graham Murray's 2 C's. A nice little Sebring girl, this. And I think it's on the improve. So we're going to go with it and make it our best in race 2, Sean. Race 2, number 4, 2 C's for me. But, look, I think it'll be well fancied too. Golly, I'm lucky in the fifth. But, yeah, look, a pretty good day, Sean. It races quite well even when it's rain affected. Maria, look, safety-wise, it might be a bit of a pattern emerge, as I say, with that rail out 3. You've got a cutaway. Whether they want to try and chance their arm and go in there or go out deep, certainly a pattern would emerge throughout the day, Sean. So I'd urge the punters to keep up with that late mile closer to race time.
All right, good on you, John. We'll look forward to hearing that through the day.
All right, thanks, Sean.